Today's daf is Yuma daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Amud Beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, as we continue the discussion of what happens with the Kohen Gadol if something occurs to him right before Yom Kippur. We spoke about yesterday what happens, when does it happen, what if he gets a type of psul on Yom Kippur, the morning of Yom Kippur. So we continue now with the Gemara as we head towards the second Mishnah in the Masechta on tomorrow's daf, as Hashem. But first we have Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Ira bo psul uminu acher tachtav. What happens if, as we have been talking the past 12 lots, something happens, a psul happens, maybe not tumah, as we saw Rashi on the first daf, that was one of the nisim, that the Kohen Gadol never had carry. Remember the Maritz Chayis we discussed back on daf Beis, in terms of Ein Somchan al Anes. So some other type of psul occurred to the Kohen Gadol, uminu acher tachtav, and another one is appointed in his place. So what's the halacha? What happens? So Rishon Chozer La'avuda. So the first Kohen Gadol gets to return to his Misra, even though he was puzzled and somebody else took over. So the first one goes back to his Avoda. Sheni Kol Mitzvas Kahuna Gadola Alav. Divrei Rebbe Meir. And the Sheni, all of the Mitzvas Kahuna Gadola apply to him, meaning he can't do the Avoda, but he is still a Kohen Gadol for all intents and purposes, meaning he can't marry an Almana, and he can't, all the other halachas that I mentioned at the beginning of Parshas Emor that apply exclusively to a Kohen Gadol, they all apply to him, even though he pafoal is not doing the Avoda. That's the Tanakama. So l'chora the Chavitin, it's a good question. I don't think he would bring the Chavitin. The Chavitin, I think, is a one Kohen Gadol job in the Beis HaMikdash. But have to look in the what had the Mepharshim explain to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rishon Chozer La'Avodaso, the Rishon returns, as the Tanakhama says also. Sheni, he's in limbo. Eino Ro'i Lola Kohen Gadol V'Lola Kohen Hedyot. He's not Ro'i to be a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, as we will see in Bez Hashem a couple minutes why. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Yosef Ben Elaim, B'Tzipori. There was a Kohen that was living up north, in Tzipori, one of the stops where the Sanhedrin went after it left Yerushalayim. She'ira bo psul b'Kohen Gadol. There was a story that there was a time when they still had the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a psul in the Kohen Gadol. V'uminuhu tachtav, and they appointed someone instead, Yamar Chachamim. And the Chachamim held like Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rishon chozer l'avodah, so Sheni ain't a roi lo l'Kohen Gadol, lo l'Kohen Hedyot. Sheni is not roi for either. Kohen Gadol mishom Eva. The Kohen Gadol, he cannot be the Kohen Gadol because of Eva. You can't have two Kohen Gadols. It'll just cause problems, right? That's two leaders of any organization, right? You need a head and you need maybe an assistant. But you can't have two leaders, so once he's the Kohen Gadol, it'll just cause enmity between the two, and therefore it is not allowed. Tosfos points out, Be'ikaron, according to that answer, Be'ikaron, he is also the Kohen Gadol. According to that answer, Mishum Eva, which is Pashtus Adin Rabbanan. Mido Raisa, they're both Kohanim Gadolim, but because he came second, so that's why we hold him off, Mishum Eva, and therefore we do not allow him to be the Kohen Gadol b'Fo'al. Kohen Hedyot, he can't be the Kohen Hedyot either, Mishun Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lo Maridim, because of Ma'alin Bakodesh, which, as we know, has a lot of different ramifications. It's used in many different ways, Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lo Maridim, including here, including the first Bir Halacha in Ilchus Tfilin, discusses that we put on our talus before we put on our tefillin, because Ma'alin Bakodesh also applies to the person acting. Ma'alan B'Kodesh, we know, the Maseches Megillah discusses, what are you allowed to buy certain items with? You're allowed to a shul, buy a Sefer Torah, v'chulu v'chulu. You can't use something that has more intense Kedusha to buy something that has less intense Kedusha. That's the most common type of Ma'alan B'Kodesh, that is in terms of objects. But here you have an example like by Talos and Tefillin. You have it but we're going to get to that in a second. But you have it by people acting in a certain way. A kind of application where you have a little of both. We have the objects and the people is exactly next week by Hanukkah. But one of Beis Hillel Svaris of Malin of going from 1 to 8 instead of 8 to 1 against Beis Shammai. As we know, Hanukkah, one of the Merumazim of Hanukkah. Hanukkah stands for Ches Neiris V'Halacha K'Beis Hillel. One of the suggestions that is given is that we go up because of Ma'alan Bakodesh. So that's in the Chefsa, but it's not really in the Chefsa, because every Ner is its own Chefsa. Ner Ishu Besa, one candle, is the mitzvah itself. But we still go on to eight because all of them are come together. The Hiddur mitzvah is integrated and becomes part of the mitzvah, like the Rebbe Akiva Eiger suffix, in terms of if I forgot to say the bracha after the first candle, and I still have four more candles to light, can I still say the bracha? See, he's makel there. Maker Adin, he thinks maybe you shouldn't, but he's makel lamaisa in the end. But either way, that all has to do with Malin Bakodesh Shlomo Ridin as well. Got other examples, but that's where it comes up right here. 2 points. Number one, in terms of lumdis, again, Rav Soloveitchik in the piece that we started quoting from yesterday, describing the status of the Kohen Gadol. And as he mentioned, the fact that the Kohen Gadol is compared to Kli Sharis in terms of his Meshicha reflects the idea that a Kohen Gadol, at least on Yom Kippur, is not only a Gavra Kohen Gadol, but also is what we would call, in quotes, a Chefsa, not really an object, but he is a person whose guf is niskadesh to be used like a chefsa on Yom Kippur. And that's what we see from that halacha. That's how he says he's bekadesh the ketores. So he relates that to this idea as well. So when the Kohen Gadol is removed, so to speak, not removed, he stops working, the second Kohen Gadol. So what is his status regarding what we just said? Chefsa gavra, the way that he says it in this piece is that maybe there are, in general, two kedushas of every Kohen Gadol. There's Kedusha Atzmis, and there's Kedusha Legabe function. One is Kedusha Atzmis. He is inherently is a Kohen Gadol. Once he achieves that status never leaves. The inherent status of a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, even if the other original Kohen Gadol comes back, the second Kohen Gadol is B'mahuto, a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Legabe Avoda, his functional Kohen Gadol Kedusha, so that he doesn't have. That only one Kohen Gadol has forever and ever. You could have more than one Kohen Gadol Lagabe B'mahutam. Let's say the Kohen Gadol Lagabe Mashuach Malchama, the Kohen Gadol that gives the pep talk before war. That's also a Kohen Gadol Lagabe Dvarim Mesuyamim. Right? There's a number of Kohanim Gadolim that we have Lagabe their inherent status. But Lagabe their function, there is only one. That's what he calls. He quotes this from actually his grandfather of Chaim. He says, "Shela kedushas kohen gadol shnei makoros v'shnei dinim kedusha hanovaas mi meshicha o hamakbil la ribui begadim kedusha that flows from that hamakadeshas oso ishis kegavra shel kohen gadol lelo kesher imtafkido and number two what we would call functional kedusha nosefes hamavuseses al minui hamisyacheses b'meishon l'tafkido hamaasi and that's the difference between the Kohen Gadol that took over, the Kohen Gadol, Mashuach Moshe ben Amishcha, all of those that have one versus the one that actually is functioning, who has both. Good. And we'll get back to that one more time, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. The other point I wanted to mention here is Eva. Eva is a sugya that comes up in four different ways in Shas. Again, it comes up all the time, and some are more common examples than others, but really four different types. We have Eva between husband and wife. Mishnayos and Ksubos describe many takanos that were created to keep harmony between husband and wife. That the maisa yadayim of the earnings of the wife go to the husband. Because he's chayav b'mizonos, d'oraisa, sher ksus va'ona, that's a din d'oraisa, so that's why we say, so certain earnings that she has should go to him. If Mitzias Isha, the woman, finds that it goes to Baila, many takanas, quote in the sixth parak in Maseches Ksubos, relating to Eva to keep the peace between husband and wife. We also have Eva by father, parents, and children. Chazal say, in terms of support, Mitzia of the children goes to the father, and other takanas that are also described there in Ksubos. Then we have between two Jews. We have Eva, takanas that are listed. For example, right here, you have two Kohanim Gedolim. We like to keep the peace between Jew and Jew, a Kohen Gadol. You can't have two Kohanim Gedolim that are practicing. Or there are others, if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, under Eva, see, it discusses all these four categories, where Makabel Eidus Me'ameh Ha'aretz, Mishum Eva, we have other halachas that are quoted. And finally, the fourth, and maybe one of the most common examples, is Eva between Jew and non-Jew. Right, all the examples of Eva that come up in terms of Chilul Shabbos, in terms of doing business with them, Bisman Edom, in terms of being Miyaleid as Hanachris, being Rofe as other Ovdei Kochavim, many examples given, but those are the four categories of Eva: husband and wife, parents and children, Jew and Jew, Jew and non-Jew. Again, all of those have to come up, and when you see it, you have to know, again, it's all Dindra Rabbanan though. Got all the issues of Eva or Dindra Rabbanan. Maybe it is reflective of a D'oraisa idea of Atarecha Kamocha V'chulu. But the Takanos and the mechanism of Eva is a Din D'Rabbanan that is used in various contexts. Here it's used, Jew and Jew. We continue. Amar Abba Barbachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning the first Kohen goes back to his Avoda, and the second Kohen is in limbo. Ask Tosfos, do we really care about who the halacha is like? As Tosfos quotes, Hilchasa lemeshicha. What do we have to know this for? The next time this is going to be Lamaisa is when the Mashiach comes. And when Mashiach comes, Eliyahu Hanavi, Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll have people to tell us who the halacha is like. Do we really have to know this right now? Hilchasa lemeshicha. So the Gemara sometimes asks this question, sometimes doesn't ask this question. Right? The Ramban here says, Tosfos is bothered, Hilchasa lemeshicha, why don't we ask this on Seder Kodshim? Right, the entire Seder, Hilchas al Mashiach. Oh, you want to say that? Oh, the Rambam says, Makrivin Karbanas Avavi Shena Bayez Banui. So you might not need a Mashiach, but you still need the Paraduma. You still need, there are a lot of, Lamaisa will probably not going to bring Karbanas till Mashiach comes. That's the probability. So ask the Ramban. You're bothered by these few detailed questions of the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, you know, how big of a Sanhedrin do you need if an ox walked onto Har Sinai? You know, how many? You need 3 or 23? Right? So the Gemara says, Hilchas ala Mashicha. Right? So ask the Ramban, there are many halachas that are not Lamaisa. So Tosfos gives an answer. Tosfos gives a more limited answer. The Yesh Lomar, the Ika Nafkamina. I think we discussed this once in Shkalim already. We had this discussion. The Ika Nafkamina. Afilu Bizman Azeh. Lefarnes Leparnas Hamamuna Ala Tzibur. Oh, if you ever machmasodis, Tosfos says you're right. It doesn't apply to the Kohen Gadol, but the same rules for all positions of leadership. That's what it's lamaisa. If somebody's in a position of leadership and he had to be removed for whatever reason, he was sick, he had to take a trip for chulu, and then somebody took over for him, and then the original person comes back, the original person gets his position back. Let's say a rabbi takes a sabbatical, and then another rabbi comes in and they like him much more. Right, they want to keep the second rabbi, right? So the first rabbi gets his position back, and the second rabbi cannot take it. That's the lamaisa. That's what we pass like every other. The second rabbi, you know, he can't be going back to be a gorilla balabas, but he can't be, right? He's in the middle. He's in limbo. Loko and God of a loko and hedge. That's the first day of Tosfos. All the way at the end of Tosfos, because the second day, maybe the only problem when this is asked is when we're talking about something that's not going to be lamaisa until Mashiach, and we're talking about an avera that was done. Right, maybe that's when the Gemara asks Hilchas al Mashiach, and that's what we don't have to to focus on it now. Obviously, there's a lot of Lamaisa questions based on that first answer of Tosfos, and it's discussed in terms of all the types of religious communal positions, in terms of Chazanim, in terms of Rabbanim, in terms of many. So I'll just mention one example that's quoted here in the Chazuk Yechemed. Sheila Minahel Beit Cholim. There was a Minahel of a hospital that got sick. So they appointed somebody else in the interim, and he was better. He was better than the first one in the tough kid. And then the first guy comes back, so what do? So he quotes the Tosfos. Tosfos said, that's the Lamaisa elements, and therefore, for sure, the first one gets his job back. But then he says, if the second one is better not only in getting along with people, but in terms of diagnosis, then for sure he keeps it. We're talking about a Beit Chola hospital. So in terms of Savi Pikuach Nefesh, if he's better in terms of something important like that, in terms of, you know, keeping their best doctors, whatever, ramifications that have to do with the care of the patients, so then already there's something to talk about in terms of the hospital position. But in terms of if they do exactly the same skill level, but it's just in terms of, you know, people like him better, he gets along with people, so then L'chora, the first one would get his drawback. And related to this, let me tell you a story. He says, there was a Talmid Chacham Tzair, Sheir gain Shir b'Gemara. There was a Rav that gave a Shir in Gemara, and he was great, and everybody liked him, and then he had to go to Chutz Lares to be Mekayim Kibbut Avaim, and he found a Mamali Makom, and people liked this guy better than the first one. I like his Gemara Shir better. Right? I like his Daf Yomi better. Right? And when the first guy came back, the Talmidim said, Toda Rabba al Ashira Nifla She'erganta Vizbarta Yafes Divriya Gemara V'toda Rabba Nosaf Al Amagat Shiyoshe Veitalanu K'mamali Makom V'nodelecha Ma'od Im Tashirat Amamali Makom V'kfiyas. Can you please let us, you know, we love you very much, but he just gives a better Shir than you. Sorry, that's what, you know, you see there were more people that came. So Rav Zilberstein said, I wasn't going to touch this one. I asked my father-in-law, Rav El Yashiv. And he says what to do. Rav El Yashiv says, the first one gets his job back. The first one gets his job back. You can't remove him because the Shulchan Aruch says, by chazanim, in Simin Nun Gimel, you cannot remove a chazan unless there is a problem. Not just because you found somebody better. Unless there's a problem. And therefore, therefore, you're not allowed to remove him. So he said, but if he wants the replacement wants to start giving shiur in the next shul over whenever he wants, even at the same time, he's allowed to, right? There's no hasagas gvul in this regard. Right? If somebody starts giving a shiur at the same time that you're giving a shiur, so hasagas gvul, and then the people can choose. Nobody's forced to go to this first guy, but you just can't remove him. So if he wants to start giving shiur in another place, and other people are going to go there, that is allowed to do. So you have to tread carefully in these situations with the balance of what the tzibur wants. And, you know, trying to find, being, sensitive to the original person. Okay. So, that's all from Halachic Reb Yossi. Halachic Reb Yossi and Lamaisa. That is what Tosfos says. It has ramifications for other, positions. Just to give you the Ramban's answer. The Ramban's answer to the question of the Ritva, quoted in the Ritva by his grand Talmud. He says, Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal, he says, don't be so medactic. Sometimes the Gemara asks it, sometimes the Gemara doesn't ask it. Rabbeinu Gadol Haya Omer, Shekol Elu Pilpulin. All these trying to answer, when does the Gemara ask Hilchel Mashiach, when not? V'lo Pirchei Ninu, no. T'va Talmuda Parech Hilchel Mashiach Betrei Duchti. V'atzminin Allah, yes, in two places. But you're right, you could apply it in other places as well. But don't be so medactic. Here's this line that I mentioned before. V'atzminin Allah, Im Kain Seder Kachim Lo Nigmar. Let's not learn Seder Kachim. Ella Drosh V'kabel Schar. V'kivan t'kein, su lo chash talmud alamad alamifrachacha. Okay, sometimes we have questions that are not lamaisa. It's still Talmud Torah, drosh v'kabal schar, lahag l'torah lahadir, which the Gemara says in a number of places. Remember we had the Mishnah and the Gemara in Meseches Nida, where the Gemara says, by fins and scales, by the fish, right? If every fish that has scales has fins, v'chul, is what you need to see by in. The Gemara says, lahag l'torah lahadir. Right, so to give us more extra content in terms of learning, right? Al-Pi Kabbalah, the Balatanya and others. Oh, it's Erev Yad Kislev. So I have to quote the Balatanya. The Balatanya says that even if something is not Lamaisa, all of Torah together, not only Torah Shebichsav, but every concept in Torah brings us closer to Hashem. It's all, right? It's Takal Baraisa Bara Alma. The Torah is blueprint to the world, and the Torah is the way we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says in Brachos, what is the source for Birchas HaTorah? Every morning, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goda Lelokenu, Pasakin Ha'azinu. Kishem, when you call out the name of Hashem, what do you mean you call the name of Hashem? That's the marker for Talmud Torah? The answer is yes, because Talmud Torah is, you know, on a deeper level, Shem Hashem, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goda Lelokenu. So that's why, even though if something is not Lamaisa, we still, Drosh V'Kabal Schar, we still learn it to get close to HaKadosh Baruch. Good. Umode Rav Yossi. We did three words today. Umode Rav Yossi. She'im avar va'avad avodaso k'sheira. If the Kohen Gadol, the substitute, went in and woke up and squeezed in before the real Kohen Gadol and did the avodah, avodaso k'sheira. His avodah is kosher even though he wasn't supposed to do it. Obviously, Rashi points out, this Rashi is printed on the bottom of the previous Amud, he must have put on the Shmona Begadim, because he's the Kohen Gadol. He must have put on the Shmona Begadim, Avodas Aksherub, because after all, look at Rashi's Lashon, Daha Kohen Gadol, who, as we said before, inherently he is still a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, if he does the Avodah with four Begadim, he is Mechusser Begadim. That's not him. El Da'amr, Acham Zayn, Me'evi, shouldn't do it. But it's Vesely Psula with four, it must be, he put on the eight. He went in, he quickly got the choshen on, got the ephod on, and avodas k'sheira, it is good if he does it. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, halacha k'Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda Marav also says, the halacha is like Rav Yossi, umode Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi admits, she'imeis rishon, she'chozer la'avodaso. If the first one dies, so then this substitute takes his place. You don't have another search committee. right? The second one that was waiting in the wings takes his place. Says the Gemara Pshita, well, why wouldn't he? Isn't that obvious? No. Ma'u detema havyelet sara mechayim. You might say, well, if he's going to take his place, he's literally like a co-wife when he's alive. Meaning, if this guy knows that this guy's waiting in the wings, he's probably davening that he's going to die, you know, like the like the people who are sitting in Ari Miklat. So he's probably davening. So it's going to cause problems. It's going to make him feel bad and sensitive even when the guy's still alive. So maybe that's also included in the Eva Halacha. Not only does only one person function now, but even if even afterwards, if the present Kohen Gadol knows that he's going to take over for me afterwards, then I'm not going to be able to function properly. Now, Kamash Lom, we don't say that. Kamash Lom, we say, no, if he is the Kohen Gadol, now we don't say Eva goes so far. And therefore, the other Kohen Gadol is allowed to function after the Kohen Gadol dies. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara of Yehuda Omer, getting back to the next line of the Mishnah. So, Baruch Hashem, we spent 12 blot on the first line of the Mishnah about being mafresh the Kohen Gadol. Now we get to the next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda tells us we even get a substitute woman, wife ready, maskinin lo. We even get a substitute wife ready. Let's continue. Rabbanan nami hachai shinan. And the Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan only have an extra Kohen Gadol waiting in the wings, but not an extra wife. So says the Gemara, why? Rabbanan nami hachai shi l'shema. You see, the Rabbanan are worried about future occurrences that might happen. They're worried that the Kohen Gadol might die or become pasul. I'm sorry, might become pasul or tameh, and that's why they have another Kohen Gadol waiting in the wings. So why aren't they worried that his wife is going to die? And therefore, have another wife. Amri le'rucha Rabbanan, tuma shlicha, misa lo shlicha. Becoming tamei, there are a lot of ways that a Kohen Gadol can become tamei. That we have to be worried about, to have another Kohen Gadol waiting. But that the Kohen Gadol's wife is going to die, unless she's a gosesses, but if she's not, we don't assume that she is going to die. Amru lo, imkein, and they say back to Rabbi Yehuda, imkein ein lo davar sof. Right, you're worried about that she's going to die, so maybe the substitute is going to die. Maybe v'chulu v'chulu. Shaper ka'amri le'il Rabbi Yehuda. That's a good title that they have to against Rabbi Yehuda. So, in l'davar sof, v'Rabbi Yehuda armalacha, l'misa d'cha d'chayshinan, l'misa d'tarti lo chayshinan. Okay, there's a limit. You can be worried that one person is going to die. Two people are going to die? We don't have to go that far. So we're worried about misa, but only one. V'Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are not worried about misa, but they are worried about tumah. But if you're worried, the Rabbanan say there's no distinction. Ein lo davar sof. But if you're worried about one person becoming tameh, maybe you should be worried about even the next Kohen Gadol becoming tameh. V'Rabbanan i'ika l'mechash. If you are worried, afilu l'misa detrein chashinan. Right, the Rabbanan say, if you're worried, no, you should be worried about two. Really? V'Rabbanan neighbor inu l'nafshayu. Let them say to themselves. Meaning, whatever they're worried about, meaning tumah, so you should be worried about two Kohanim Gadolim becoming tameh. Maybe you should have two waiting in the wings. So Gemara said, no. Amri lecha Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol Zarisu. The Kohen Gadol is a Zaris. He will protect himself from not becoming tameh. He will do everything he can. Says Gemara, Yizarisu, lo maskin Kohen Acher. So what do you need any then? If he's going to protect himself, he's going to be a Zaris. We had once in Maseches Pesachim that sometimes Zrizus in the Gemara doesn't mean what we call Zrizus. We know, we're brainwashed, in a good way, from the Mesulas Yesharim, that there are two different ideas, Zahirus and Zrizus. And Zahirus comes before Zrizus. Zahirus is what we would call Surmeira, being careful about, you know, my Yetzahara, being careful about certain activities. Zrizus is afterwards. After I'm careful, I can asay tov, and I can act with alacrity. That's Zrizus. That's how Achronim, that's how Mesulas Yesharim. Not, I mean, it's based on Pinchas Ben Yair, the brisa we had in Shkalim. But in Chazal, sometimes you find the concept of Zrizus meaning what we call Zahirus. So we have that back in Pesachim, where we said, Kohanim Zrizim Haim, and therefore they would be careful not to, whatever the context was. So here's another example. He's called a Zariz, and what does that mean? He'll be careful not to become Tameh. That's how Zrizus is being used here. So just keep that in mind. Sometimes the Gemara uses it in a way that differently than we understand it. But anyway, it says the Gemara, if he's a Zaris, so what do you need another Kohen Gadol for at all? So answer, Kivan da Avdina Leit Zara. No, this is just to give him a little extra support. Since he knows there's another Kohen Gadol waiting that's going to take over if he becomes Tamei, Kol Shekein Dimizdares Tvei. Still, he'll be extra careful because he's going to want to make sure that he gets the job done. He doesn't want to have anybody that's going to do it. So, Me'ikra Dimi'ikra Din, according to this Svara, the Rabbanan are not Choshesh L'Tumah because, you know, he's a Zaris. We have another Kohen Gadol to be Mizaris him even more, to make him even extra, super duper careful. But Me'ikra Adin, they're not worried. That's why we're not worried about Trey, because we're not even Me'ikra Adin worried about one. Good. Where is the source that Af Isha Acheres, why does the Kohen Gadol have to be married? So as we're going to have in the Gemara in a minute, Beso includes Ishto. Beso, Zu Ishto, that's what it means, and therefore Kohen Gadol has to be married. If you look in the Meshech Chachma tells us, on this pasuk in Achrei Mosvechiper Ba'adova Ad Beso, he says Beso. If you look in other areas of halacha and other contexts, Beso it includes wife, but it also includes family and children. Beso Zuishto. So, for example, he doesn't quote it, but Rav Soloveitchik points out that if you look in the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah, in Zechariah, when it talks about Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Yoshua Hayalavish Begadim Tsoim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshan's on that pasuk, he was wearing dirty clothes. What does that mean? V'chidarko shel Yoshua Lobosh Begadim Tsoim. Did the Kohen Gadol, Yoshua Kohen Gadol, wear dirty clothes? Ela Malamed Shehayu Banav Nosim Nashim She'enan Muhuganos L'Kahuna. V'lo Micha Bahem. These kids were intermarried. And that was called dirty clothes for Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Nashim Nachrios, as the Pasuk says in Ezra, and the Pesuk in the Radak notes in Zechariah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, then we'll get back to the Meshech Chachma. What does that mean? Shalpi Nevua Zu Yoshua Hayamanua Milashamish Kohen Gadol Biyom HaKippurim Kol Ot Shebanav Hayinesuim Nachrios. Right, what did Zechariah say? Everybody has to remove their dirty clothes. Everybody had a divorce, where they had this big divorce celebration in the times of Bayesheni, that everybody divorced their non-Jewish wives. Right, they were all lovish, but Begadim Tsoim. So you see from there, Beso is not only Ishto. Beishto is also children. Says the Meshech Chachma, says Rav Soloveitchik, both of them in their own way. I'll read Rav Soloveitchik first. Again, whenever I'm quoting, it's from the Sefer Avodas Yom Kippurim, put out on regarding the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. He says, Shamati mi Abba Mari. He heard from his father, Ramosha Soloveitchik. Sha'amnam beso zu rak ishto ka'asher ein lo yeladim. It's not what we would call a requirement, but it's a posel. You need the wife. But the children are not needed. If they are there, they are included in beso. But they don't have to be there. But if they're included in beso, he has to be able to bring a kapara for beso, and if they are intermarried, he cannot bring a kapara for them, and that is a stain on his record. Aval karsher yeshlo yeladim, oz v'chiper ba'do v'ad beso, kologam eshar b'nei beso. And when they were married to Hashem Nachrios, how could he say vidui, right, if they were in this state, only after they divorced, so now he can include them. The Meshech Chachma, in his way, says also, Beso Mikri Gam Banav, also children. V'im Kaim, Im Yamusu Banav Yom HaKippurim, V'emsa Avoda Yim HaAkev. What are you going to do by children? A wife, you can have an extra wife waiting in the wings. But how are you going to have an extra child waiting in the wings? So that's why Chazal say, you're right, when they're there, it's included, but it must not be a davar le'ikuva, because that is something that is out of our control, right? Whether he doesn't talk about a ben, but the intermarrying context, but in terms of a ben not being there, that is out of our control. And he quotes, as the Torah says, Durachecha Darchei Noam. Add this to the list of halachos that are learned out from Durachecha Darchei Noam, V'lachin Mistava Rak Ishto, Mishum Dezeh Yachol Isa Acheres. Right, that's in a person's control. Right, children are not in a person's control. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, it must be that this halacha is only going on wife, and not going on children. Right? The Baalei Mussar point out that the questions that were going to be asked, La'asilavo, Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, the six questions that will be asked, one of them is Asakta Be'Piri Verivya. It does not say Kiyamta Piri Verivya. It says Asakta, Meaning, ultimately, the gift of children is up to Hashem. A person could try to be Oseg for years, Rachmana Litzlan, and not be successful. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period where many fertility problems could be solved with the advances in technology that we have. But there's a big shaila. How much money does a couple have to spend on that? It's very expensive. So many poskim say it's not a chiv. It's a rishus. Because it says asakta. Asakta means in the normal asek. It doesn't say kiyamta. Because the other ones, kavati tamatora and sipisil yeshua, that's all in our control. But kiyamta peri verivya is not in our control. Asakta peri verivya. Right? That's the lashon of the Gemara. But again, derached achidam is something that comes up all the time. Not all the time. The Gemara mentions it in two or three places, and the Rishonim and Achronim use it. The Gemara in Sukkah, if you remember, in Lulav HaGazel, the Gemara is trying to figure out what is a hadas. What is a hadas? So the Gemara has one suggestion, and the Gemara says that can't be because that has thorns on it. And the Racher Dachinoam, it can't be that the Torah wants you to hold something with thorns. That is going to get, it's going to hurt you. Or Tosas in Yevamis has a suggestion. There's a context in Yibum where the woman is going to have to wait 20 years before she can get married because the child, the brother, is a katan. It must be that we don't have to wait for that. Again, various contexts. It is you. The Meshech Chachma himself uses this in Parshas Noach where he describes the unusual halacha, but it's a halacha. The Gemara darshins that women are pturos from pruravu. Only men have the mitzvah pruravu, not women. Even though you kind of need the woman to be Mekai in the mitzvah, and the woman does the lion's share of producing, but does everything basically, so she doesn't get the mitzvah. So the Meshech Chachma says it's not chas v'shalom, anything negative. Right? We say women says, oh, what about me? I don't get any mitzvah. She obviously gets the credit in Shemayim. But in terms of the mitzvah, the Meshech Chachma says by definition, a mitzvah cannot be painful. By definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be mitzvah, a painful mitzvah. Derachei Adachei Noam. Bris Mila, that's something different. That's a becoming a Jew mitzvah. That's inherently a bris. We don't even know how much pain the child feels anyway. But that's, don't ask me about Bris Mila. But there's no other mitzvah that's inherently painful. Sometimes we have to be Moser Nefesh. And sometimes to get to Shul, whatever. But childbirth is inherently painful. Right, but that's a curse of Avchava. So that can't be a mitzvah. That's why Hashem has to make it not a mitzvah. But to counter that, says the Meshech Chachma, Hashem gave every woman a motherly instinct to want to have children even more than the father. A need. And that counters, that's why we have children in the world. Because even though they're not mitzvah, if men weren't mitzvah, there wouldn't be too many children in the world because of the potential pain. But Kadosh Baruch Hu did that. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew. But Derachei Adachei Noam. Again, a lot of other examples of that. Maybe we'll put it together for a shiur at some point, but now we continue. Good. So then the rest of today's daf is all about how is this Kohen Gadol going to get married if somebody dies, if his wife dies? When do you do the wedding? How do you do it? So let's see what the Gemara says. Where are we? Umi, middle of the Amud. Umi sagi lebetakanta. Is this good enough that we have another wife waiting in the wings? Beso amarachmana v'hachla beso hi. What happens if his wife dies? So the other woman is not beso. She's not related yet. So how is that good enough just to have another wife waiting there? Oh, the Mekadishla. No. He gets married to her. Right? A man can be married to two wives. So he gets married to her before Yom Kippur. Pashtus. Pashtus is before Yom Kippur. Right before Yom Kippur, he gets married to her. So just in case his wife dies, he's married to the other one. Says the Gemara, we'll get to on Amud Beis by the Hashem in terms of can you get married on Yom Kippur. V'hakakama delokanis la besoi. What do you mean that's not good enough? Kiddushin? We know a Jewish marriage has two stages. Kiddushin and Yisuin. So Kiddushin is not good enough. So the delokanis la. He mamish marries her. He does chuppah. He's married to two wives. So Gemara says, Im kein havi le shnei batim. That also doesn't work because now he's married to two wives, Rachmana Amar, v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso, v'lo ba'ad shnei batim. Right? No good. So Gemara says, okay, dehadir magarishla, he divorces her. The Rishonim say, don't take this line so seriously, it's just building up to the next line. Because, what does that mean? He marries and divorces her? Im magarishla, ajakarjo duftis. How does that help? How does that help? So Rashi says, the Rishonim say that the Gemara really, it's interesting. The fact that Rashi says it here means that we can learn something for every other line in Shas. Right? The only question is, if there's a havamina, how much significance do we give to a havamina, to a question in the Gemara? So, sometimes we say, oh, it's just a havamina. Every havamina in the Gemara has significance, what the Gemara was thinking. How do you know that? Because Rashi comes over here and tells us, don't take this havamina so seriously. So the fact that Rashi says it here, that don't really think so hard about this line, means every other time where Rashi doesn't say something, it must be that we need to think hard, and we need to figure it out. It's a fascinating ha'ara based on what Rashi doesn't say everywhere else in Shas. Okay, so imagarishlo, we're back to the question. How do you work? How do you work it out? So lo tzricha de megarishlo al tnai. You divorce her, he divorces this second wife on condition. What condition? So we're going to have about 10 possibilities now. What's the condition? To Amar La, Hareze Gitech Amanas Shetamusi. This is your get, Amanas Shetamusi. If the woman dies, then Mamafreya, they will be divorced already, and then there won't be a problem. So the Gemara again says, what does that mean? That doesn't help. Vidilma Lo Maisa, maybe this woman, again, we'll call woman number one, wife number one. That's the one that he's married to, and wife number two is this extra one. For Dimalomaisa, maybe the second one is not going to die. Five of the Shnebatim. Going to be married to two women. How could that be? So, Ella de Omer La, Hare Zekite Chamanas, Shelotamusi. This is your get if you don't die. What does that mean? This is your get. So, therefore, if the woman doesn't die, so then she's divorced. Wonderful! Right? If she, throughout Yom Kippur, it'll be Lamafreya. If she does not die, then she'll be divorced. And maybe the guy will be only married. The Kohen Gadol will be married to one. So Gemara says, so Elo Misa Migrashela. Fine. If she doesn't die, then they are retroactively divorced. V'i Misa Ha Kaimahach. Right? And if she dies, then the other one is still alive. So Gemara says, 1 minute. V'dilma Hilo Mesa. Maybe this woman won't die. Vahavile Gita Dahai Gita. She won't die. And therefore what? What was the tenai made? This is your get if you don't die. So maybe she won't die. So he'll be divorced. But maybe the main wife is going to die. Umaisa Chaverta. Remember, that's the whole shita here. We're worried that one of them is going to die. Vikam label Abayis. And he will not have been married on Yom Kippur. And therefore, we're stuck. So we'll try again. Again, we're going to try all the way till the end. Different permutations of the Tanai. Ella de Amar La Amanas Shetamus Achas Bikem. This is your get if one of you die. Misa, right, so Echad Bikem, Shetamus Achas Bikem. There's a question about the Girsa of Achas Bikem, because if you have that Girsa, that's why it's in brackets. The question is not fully understandable, but we'll read it with that. As Rashi said, a lot of these stages might not have to be taken so seriously. So, ha, kaima, misa, ha, kaima, hach. If one of them dies, the other one is alive. Misa, hach, ha, kaima, ha. And if this one dies, meaning if one of them dies, the other one is still alive. Says the Gemara for 1 minute. Maybe neither of them will die. Probably shnei batim. And then he'll be married to two wives. Va'od, ki hai gavna mi avigita. Also, if a person, does any of these conditions work? That if a person dies, then the get will be chal? There's a halacha in Meseches Gittin that if there is a condition that lasts the entire life of this couple, then that's not a krisus. That's not a good get. For example, V'yomar Rava Hareze Gitech Amanas Shelo Tishti Yayin Kol Yemei Chayai V'Chayai Chi. This is your get, a man says, on condition that you never drink wine. During your lifetime, Ein Zeh Krisus. That's not a good Krisus. That's not a cut, because for the rest of their lives, they are still connected regarding a certain halacha. Her behavior is inhibited. Kol Yemei Chayei Ploni Hareze Krisus. But if it's a different condition, right, as long as the life of so-and-so, that is a good krisus. But you see from here, so you can't make a condition, amanas, right, until a person dies. So, Ella de Omar La, another suggestion. Hareze gitech amanas shelo tamuz chavertech. Does that work? This is your get, amanas, that you, remember, the get is always given to the second wife, right, the extra one. This is your get, amanas, that your friend doesn't die. So if your friend doesn't die, then this is your get. If she dies, then this is not a good get. So does that work? So ilo misa chaverta, if the main wife does not die, migrisha, then fine. He's married to the main wife, and he's divorced from the extra. V'imi saha ha-kaimaha. Wonderful. What's the problem with that suggestion? So Gemara said, no. V'dilma maisa chaverta b'palga di'avoda. Maybe the wife's going to die on Yom Kippur afternoon. V'igloi milsa, and it's going to come out. Lima freya. De'gita daha alav gita hu. That. Remember, the get is almanas that you, the friend does dies. So if the wife dies, then this get is not a good get. But are you allowed to have two batim in the middle? Right? Switch batim for avilei avoda b'shnei batim. You'll have one bias, one wife for the first half of the avoda, one for the second half of the avoda. So this works wonderfully. But maybe it's going to be split in the middle. And you need one bias, don't you, for the entire avoda. So Gemara says, okay, try again. Ella. Remember, this is a very lemaisa. How exactly does this takana work? Ella to amar la harezek gitech almanas shetamus chavertech. This is your get almanas that your friend dies, right? What was the previous one? This is your get almanas that your friend doesn't die. So now we're trying the opposite. This is your get almanas that your friend dies. And therefore, if your friend, right, so then it's covers. So Gomorrah says, what do you mean? V'dimah maisa chaver, tavavah l'gita, tohagita, v'kam le v'lo bias. Like we said earlier, if it's harezek get almanas that your friend dies, if the friend's going to die, then he's not married. Because this one died and this one is divorced. Ela de megari shlehu letravayu. Maybe he divorces both of his wives. Al tnai. Lachada amar la. For one of them he says, harezek gitech almanashat lo tamas chavertech. One he says that this is your get almanas that your friend doesn't die. So if your friend doesn't die, meaning the other wife is alive, then this one is divorced. Good. Ulachada, and to the other one, amar la, harezek gitech almanas shelo kansi lebeisa knesses. As long as you don't go into shul, this is your get. So therefore what? Let's think of all the possibilities. If they both don't die, if they both are alive, then one of them is automatically divorced because it was tali on the other one not dying, and the second one takes a walk into shul, right? When she sees that the other friend didn't die, and then she's not divorced. Wonderful. If the first one dies, the second one walks into shul and is not divorced. If the second one dies, so then, Memela, she's married, he's married to the first one. So doesn't that work? Wonderful, we came up to a possibility. So I think Gemara, no, Vidilma. Meaning, what was the point of Loti Kati the Basic Knesses? To make a Tznai that is in their control. So now, they can determine based on the other factors. Vidilma, Lo Mayis Chaverta. What do you mean? But maybe your friend's not going to die. Velo ailehila beis haknesses, and she won't go into shul. So then you're stuck. Vavale gita de travayo gita become le below bias. Right? How is she going to remember to go into shul? Maybe she won't, and then memela, this one will be divorced, and this one will be divorced. Ella, okay, say the opposite. Lechada omer la, harezek gita chamanash lo tamas chavertech, like we said before. Ulechada omer, harezek gita chamanash she'ekanes ani. Say, he's a Zaris. He'll take it onto his own shoulders. So then it works. Again, to one of them, this is your get almanas that your friend does not die. So if the friend does not die, this one's divorced. And then the Kohen Gadol will walk into shul. What are you worried about? Dilma mayis chaverta b'palga de avoda. Maybe one's going to die in the middle. V'avad le avoda limafreya b'shnei batim. And it'll come out, there's two batim. No. If he sees that she's about to die, he'll run into shul. And he'll make it lemafreya, not a get, and therefore it will work. Period. Ad kan, this section of the of the Tanai that is used. Tosfos here discusses when this kiddushin is actually done, and he quotes it as a machlokas bavli Yerushalmi. Are you allowed to do kiddushin on Shabbos? We know Mishnah says in Masechas Beitza there's an iser derabanan of kinyanim on Shabbos. Included in that is kiddushin. It's kiddushin. Not allowed to do kiddushin on Shabbos. It could be the Yerushalmi is against that. That is a big discussion. The other discussion is forget kiddushin. We know there's a famous sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, what is chuppah? Kiddushin is clear what Kiddushin is. Right? First Mishnah, Kiddushin, Kasef Shtar Bia. What's Chuppah? What's Nisuin? That is very unclear. In Shas, it's not clear. There are six different opinions in the Rishonim. What is Chuppah? Does it mean the canopy, what we say? Does it mean the badekin, some say? Does it mean sheva brachis? The Rambam says, chupa roi labia. Yichud. The yichud room is the shitas harambam of marriage. So, that's why, if there's a chupas nida, for example, then 99% of Rishonim, they're fully married, right? According to the Rambam, they're not married yet. Or at least in a certain sense, they're not married yet. But, echs ve'achronim, according, if you want to say, kiddushin, or it's done right before, or even according to Yerushalmi, on Yom Kippur, but they can't have nisuin, according to the Rambam, chupa in a roi labia. Right, it's one of the inuyim. What do you want to say? Oh, maybe the Rambam holds like the Shitos, which maybe he does. And we'll get to this in the end. That all the other inuyim are only drabanan, but not daraisa. Only achilav shia is daraisa. It's a machlokas whether eating and drinking is daraisa. The rest are drabanan, or only achilav shia are chayev kares, but the others are also daraisa. But if you say they're all daraisa, even if drabanan lemaisa, he can't live with his wife on Yom Kippur. So why is that not a chupesh yidra lebia? So Achorim suggests, well, Yom Kippur is more of an external problem. It's not that this woman inherently is a nida. She's inherently mutter, but the Torah, it's like Isser hu deravya alei. It's the Gemara says elsewhere. It's an external problem. This time is not roi. But maybe that's not an undermining of chuppah even for the Rambam. That's the suggestion given. But that is a discussion in the Achronim. And so the Sharm Siyana Balacha also suggests, maybe even the Rambam, based on a Chalkas Mechokek in Eben HaEzer, at the end of Beishmuel, not a Chalkas Mechokek, at the end of Simon Samach Aleph, big Chiddush, that even the Rambam would agree, by a Chupas Nida, if the Chassin knows that she's a Nida, that even the Rambam would agree that it is still a Chuppah. Big Chiddush. But if you say that, then this helps the problem also, if you just tell him. But not Pashtus, that's Pashtus, not the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, in Perek Yud, in Hilchos Ishus, that you need a chuppah roi labia. Let's just finish this, and then we'll continue. Two more lines. Maskev la Rav Asi v'itema Rav Avira elameata. So we figure this all out. We figure the Tanai. But we said that beso means you can only be married to one. But we have a concept of beso elsewhere, by Yibam, that he should rebuild his brother's house. So should you say that Yibam only exists with his one wife? Elameata, shtei yevamos habos bibayis echad, lo yis yabmu? Should you say that there is no requirement for Yibam if the brother dies and there are two wives? Because it says he has to rebuild his brother's house. So maybe if there are two houses, there are two wives, the whole lacha doesn't apply? No, yevimto yevimto riba. It's included, it's an extra word that includes. Period. Maskav la Ravina v'itemra Rav Shravya. Elameata arusa lotis yabe. So you'd said before also that beso needs to be nisuin, not just erusin. But we know the halacha is that if a man's brother dies, even after just erusin, Yibam still exists. Remember, erusin is not engagement. It's the first stage of a Jewish marriage, right? After erusin, you need to get. So you should say, arusa doesn't do Yibam. Hachutza l'rabo says for arusa. No, hachutza also includes arusa. So therefore, there is a chiyuv of Yibam, even after erusin, and even with two Yevamis. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with more marriage halachas, and then we get into the actual avoda of the morning of Yom Kippur, but Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.